The Holy Spirit is one of the divine persons of the Trinity, a full member of the Godhead. And it's clear that his divine work benefits us in many ways. But what difference does it make that he's a distinct person from the Father and the Son? Do Christians benefit from the fact that the Holy Spirit is a person?
The fact that the Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit is a distinct divine person and not just a mode of expression of the one God, or a phase of his manifestation is very, very significant for the Christian life. For one thing, it means that we are indwelt by a person, not by an impersonal force. There is a person who is indwelling us, to whom we may relate, and who is in an everlasting relationship with the Father and the Son. I'm struck, for instance, by the Gospel of Luke in its account of Jesus' baptism. Luke goes out of his way to tell us that when the Holy Spirit comes from heaven and descends upon Jesus in the form of a dove, Luke tells us that he came in bodily form. Now, just from reading the other gospel accounts, you could have maybe made the argument that this was a visible manifestation. Maybe it was a vision, but maybe it wasn't actually something that had substantially happened there. Well, you can't say that after you've read the Gospel of Luke. And one of the great old 16th century commentators made the point that the reason that Luke draws attention to the fact that the Holy Spirit came in bodily form is to emphasize that all the persons of the Trinity are there present at the baptism of Jesus, and that those persons are not forces or powers, they're persons. God the Father is speaking. God the Son is being baptized. God the Spirit is present in bodily form and manifestation. And the idea is that these three persons relate to one another personally and to us personally. It's all the difference in the world to have a relationship with another person than to feel the power of a force. And so in the Christian life, the Apostle Paul will tell us in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19, that the person of the Holy Spirit is dwelling in our hearts by faith in order to make our hearts to be a suitable habitation for Christ. So the picture is that the person of the Holy Spirit is making our hearts, our lives, the very inmost aspect of our being, to be a place where the Lord Jesus Christ would feel comfortable and at home. Now, I think many of us have had friends that were good at home remodeling, fixing up old clunky homes that were out of date in style and pinching pennies and turning them into really lovely homes. I have a friend who's really good at that. She can go into a place, it can be outdated, it can be horrible. She's a penny pincher. She can save a little here, save a little there, put up some wallpaper here, fix this there. And after 5 or 6 years, she can really turn in a place into a different place. Well, I remember a home that she bought, and it was horrible. It was absolutely the most ugly thing I'd ever seen. And I went in after she'd been in that home for 5 years, and I walked into the house, and the house looked like her. In other words, I could have predicted how she would have decorated the house because I've seen other houses that she's done. And it's the same way with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is at work redecorating our hearts, transforming us so that we have lives in which Jesus would be pleased to be at home and dwell. And that's the work of a person, not of a force.
When we affirm the distinct personal nature of the Holy Spirit, we are affirming that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Each one of them are persons. This has very, very practical implications for our Christian lives, particularly in relation to the Holy Spirit. It shows that the work that He does in us, from regeneration to bringing us to Christ in terms of our union with Him, from dwelling within us, transforming us, as Scripture speaks of Him as the deposit the guarantee of our inheritance, the precious gift of the Spirit. All of this is made important to us and practical to us in the fact that He is personal. He's not a force. He is not some impersonal means. He is the one who comes to us personally, who gives us new life, who dwells within us, who bears witness of Christ, who comforts us, who transforms us, and indeed His work as a distinct person and a personal work is that which can give us comfort, hope, confidence in this life. All of those are very, very important practical implications of viewing His work and His person as that which is distinct from the Father and the Son, yet though related.
The Bible clearly teaches that the Holy Spirit is both divine and a distinct person from the Father and the Son. He's not just some force that emanates from the Father. He's a person. And as a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit is the essential person at work in the church today, applying the work of Christ in very real ways. Jesus said, "It's to your advantage that I go, so that the Comforter can come." And when He comes, He brings a power to the lives of believers, and He brings regeneration. He's the one who inspired Scripture and illumines the minds of believers to understand Scripture. And without Him, nothing of lasting value happens. We can often be practical binitarians as Christians and not Trinitarians with a holistic, robust belief in the Trinity. And so it's essential that we depend on Him and His work today.